JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, Aunt B.
Hello, Andy.
Sit down and let me practice a little cross-examining on you.
All righty.
Aunt B, would you tell the court in your own words what drink you served at supper last night? And remember, you were under oath.
Why, the new Sanka coffee, same as always.
Is it not true, Aunt B, that you did knowingly and willfully serve new Sanka coffee because you know it's made from a whole new blend of the world's finest coffees?
Well, that's what...
Answer the question yes or no.
Yes.
And is it not true that new Sanka coffee is still 97% caffeine-free?
Well, that's what...
Yes or no?
Yes.
And it's aroma-roasted to become the newest cup of coffee in your life?
Yes.
And you can drink as much as you want, anytime you want?
Yes, yes, yes.
No further questions, arrest my case.
Andy, all this you said about Sanka, this is the law?
It's the law around here. Try new Sanka, the coffee for folks who love good coffee and plenty of it. I appreciate it, and good night.
The Don and Mike Show.
They believe in God, and he believes in them. Don and Mike.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
I really cannot believe that CBS TV that is wasting time. That these suckers tape us while we do port sitting.
It's that time of year. You know, it's really...
Turn the music down.
But, we are sitting on the porch. We're out here in the front of the building, and I don't think...
Welcome to porch sitting.
Doing our porch setting segment. And, you know, did you
get a look at the crappy logo?
That's the new one.
And you know what that logo looks to me like? That logo looks to me like a man that's got his hand around his thing.
Do you know what it seriously looks like? You know when you go onto a computer and you want to get your own business cards? You know, seriously, and you go, or you go to one of those office supply stores and you look for the logos that they have for free on the computer? And they said, oh, this is one for radio. Or a magician. But a beautiful day, though. It's nice.
I wish I could get that friggin' Madden game. I swear to God.
You'll get it. Don't worry. You will.
I want it so bad.
You know what I want? Huh?
What?
Eh.
Yeah?
Eh. What's that guy doing out there on the street?
Dick. You know what? Guys like that deserve to be run over.
You mean the guy with the maroon shirt holding the microphone?
Yeah, him too. Him too.
Rob's doing a little traffic directing out there. You know what I enjoy about our porch setting segments? You see Rob? Oh, there goes the police. Hi. No, he wasn't listening. Damn it. You know what's nice about this is you look through the trees, you can only see Rob's body. Look over there. Oh, there he is. So you feeling better?
I'm doing what always happens whenever there's a camera around. It'll always be you on TV and me just sitting, especially now, because it's just porch sitting where we just sit, talk.
What do you mean it'll always be me on TV?
You just did a whole bunch of talking.
What, do you want me to be quiet?
Sometimes we are when we do porch sitting.
I was quiet a little bit.
You're more animated.
Oh.
You're a performer.
F you.
You're a performer.
I'm not a performer.
Yes, you are, baby. You're a performer.
What are you?
I'm a stupid disc jockey. A stupid friggin' disc jockey.
Yeah, and I'm Siegfried and Roy. There is some serious piece of ass over there in that little kiosk, though.
Where?
Straight across. She was standing up and then she sat down.
I see her. She's nice. Mm-hmm. Boy, she is nice.
Can you tell from this distance?
I can see her perfectly. She is beautiful. She's sitting at the bus stop. Look at this guy. Are we as fat as this guy?
I am.
I think I am, too.
Yep. Truth hurts.
Not easy being fat.
No. Nope. Not easy being fat and walking uphill.
At game last night, man.
You think he's fatter than Rob?
No one's fatter than Rob. At game last night, talking about fat, at one point, Madden says, why they bring the food out for me? I was like, look at you.
Because you know that pisses him off.
Look at you, big load. They brought out, I don't know, tacos or something. But they were like gigantic tacos. He's like, oh, Al, why did they bring the food to me?
It's just like if you go to a party. This happened to me on Saturday, where they bring out the food, and they look at you first, and someone will sit there, and you're the fattest person at the table, and they'll look at you, and they'll say, who's hungry? Staring right at you like you're just going to sit there and tackle somebody to get the food. That's the my lot in life. Yep.
Yeah, it's not as like clam sweaty.
Nope.
As it was, right?
Not at all.
Don't touch me.
What?
You're doing that gay thing.
That was just because you. That's just that comment you made about me being a performer.
Yeah, you can't help it. I like that about you. You're a theater arts major.
I am not a theater arts. I'm a goddamn communications major. It's not like him.
That's a wicked car I have, isn't it? Can you even see my car?
Yeah, I'm looking right at it. What about it?
It's pretty wicked.
Wicked what?
Wicked exhaust.
Wicked South Florida?
Wicked picket. The picket man wasn't picket. Wicked. The wicked picket man.
Jesus.
Wikipedia.
You're blowing me away right now. Look at my car. Isn't that wicked? It's wicked cool.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Mmm.
Right.
How many beers?
There's...
Hey, wouldn't you think that guy's gay if he didn't have kids walking behind him?
I might.
He might still be gay. He might be one of those progressive. Okay.
How many beers?
Seriously? Three.
You are lying as much as you have ever lied.
No, I'm not.
If you're not. If you're not.
I'm not.
Three beers.
Sure. That's a, you know, that's an adventure.
Case. That's a case of beer for
that's
me.
An adventure.
We're talking about the woman that just got into her car. Now, I'm saying that for our radio listening audience. Is that bad?
Yes.
All right. Sorry.
Try to ignore them now.
The radio Port listeners.
Sitting.
Hey, take care now. Bye-bye.
Three beers, honey. Remember that, ma'am.
You know, she had a nice smile, though.
Sure did.
Three beers. I'm ready to stop her.
She looked like that chick on Law and Order there, like that lady that with the big boobs, that
God.
You know, the boss lady.
My God.
You know I like her. She got that weird, like...
I've never really... You know what I realized?
8-million-syllable last name.
I have not played the how many beers game with you. You got to come out and do it more often.
I'll be honest with you, always.
Yeah, I could see. I'll feed you three beers. And we'll follow her to the local watering hole, and then you can ask.
Did you see Donna Jean at the game?
No. Boy, it's the second time you brought that up, though.
Only because I was going to ask...
memories?
I was going to ask you how many beers...
One. Or none. I never saw her, though. I just talked to her on the phone. It was her personality.
Did that guy look like he's driving without a shirt on?
The guy you thought was gay. That is some wicked car, though.
F you. That is a cool car. Don't you think?
Cool?
You don't think that's a cool car?
I think it's a nice car.
It's a conservative
it's a
cool
fantastic,
car.
Fantastic, nice car, but it's the same car you would see. I mean, you'd probably see an elderly person drive. I don't think it's as cool. I don't think it's as cool as your other car.
Excuse me. I don't drive the midlife crisis car.
I'm getting rid of that car.
Why?
I don't drive it. Have you noticed that? I don't drive it at all. It's, and I'll tell you the truth.
Why?
Too fat for it. Thanks, Rob. Ass. It's true, though. No, I'm rubbing the leather off the left part of the seat. Damn.
You killed me.
It's true, though. It sucks. I mean, that happened the first week I had it. I looked at the seat, and I said, would somebody scrape something with this? And no, it's getting in and out of it.
Well, how do...
I'll show it to you, and you'll laugh even more because it's...
How do fat celebrities drive those expensive cars, then?
You know, I don't know if it's fat, but it's just my butt, the way it's configured. I slide across the seat, and it's just not comfortable for me, unlike my recreational vehicle.
The duct tape mobile?
The duct tape mobile is very comfortable, as is your, you know.
What, SUV?
65-year-old urologist car over there. That is...
You know what? Do I have any problem keeping up with you on the way out of here?
No, you do not.
It's a North Star
V8. It's a very powerful, nice car, but it is a car that... I mean, we've talked about that.
That's who I am, yeah. It's nicer than Buzz's, though, isn't it?
I could put you in... you know what? If you gave me the choice, I could put you in some other cars that I think would be you, more you.
No. Well, that's more me. Well, that's what I want. Like, what would be more me? What?
I don't know. Back your tractor.
Shut up. Shut up.
Hi, baby. Hello.
Mm.
Oh.
Nice.
Asian hottie, I think.
I don't think so.
She was either Asian or...
Round
maybe,
eye.
Maybe she was...
Oh, round
Nicaraguan or something like that.
You know who I saw in Good Morning America yesterday?
Who?
Who is this chick that does The Weeknd? Her name is like Juju.
Juju Chang? Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's so Asian, and she does that thing where she just leans down all the time and like does the entire broadcast on her elbows,
mm-hmm.
looking up like, oh, I like her. I dug her.
How many beers?
For her?
Yep.
Tap water.
I agree with that. How many beers up there?
Not enough beer. Man.
If you supply, have to go to hard liquor?
Supply some flour.
Would you have to go to hard liquor there?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Grain alcohol. Yeah, boy.
Oh.
Well, you know, Mike, we like Port City.
We sure do.
Let's talk to Crow and Snickers. Guy's name is Crow and his wife is Snickers. They're starting PPS, Professional Port Sitters, and they're the people that CBS is doing the piece on.
Hey, Crow. Hey, Snickers.
Hey, well, this is Crow. I have to hand the phone off to Snickers for her to talk.
Hey, Crow.
Hey, how's it going?
We're just sitting. What are you doing?
We're port sitting too.
Yep.
Yeah. You'll notice, when we're doing an interview, when we're port sitting, we're not gonna rifle you with questions. We're just sort of hanging out, just like you guys are.
Well, we're practiced at that.
Yeah, you sound like you're relaxing right now.
Oh, we are.
Got
a big ball jar full of iced tea here.
That Country Time lemonade, man, has always scared me.
Imitation flavored drink mix.
Yeah, it's pink.
Yeah.
So,
you know what else is pink? Man, my butt. I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah, you had a tough weekend.
Oh. Hot there?
Yes, it is, but the porch is shaded right now.
Oh,
is it,
good.
But, it's pushing 100 and it's dry. And
where you live, Crow?
We live in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh,
sure,
hot.
Sure.
Real hot.
A great town.
For Kentucky, it's good, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, but yeah. There's all kinds of places in Kentucky that are great.
Like so. What?
Well, anywhere down along the Ohio River. Monkey's Eyebrow. Ever been to Monkey's Eyebrow?
Monkey's Eyebrow.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier today. Down near Paducah, Kentucky.
You ever been to Monkey's Vagine?
No, I haven't been there.
I've been there.
How many hours you average a day port sitting there?
Oh, that's hard to say. We don't track it.
Yep.
That's a great thing about it, ain't it?
Good idea.
Yep. So this segment you got sit on the porch in Washington, D.C.?
We do it here or we
suburbs.
We occasionally like to go to our weekend country place at Possum's Taint. Have you ever been there?
Possum's Tank?
Possum's Taint.
T-A-I-N-T.
Nope. Possum's haven't been Taint. There.
Nice, nice place.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's Snickers doing right now?
Well, she's on the porch, too. She's got a big glass of brown fluid here. I'm thinking it's tea, but it may not be.
I had a glass of big brown fluid this week.
I guess you don't leave the porch when you're porch setting, huh?
Do you ever sing that stupid song to your wife? That the peanut butter covered nougats with the Snickers ad?
The Snickers.
With the guy sings to the guy that's...
No.
Come on.
Actually, Snickers is the alias for her alias.
Oh, you know the great one I saw yesterday? Have you seen the one? It looks like an ad for the PBA. It looks like you're just watching guys bowling, and all of a sudden, the balls start spitting out of the ball return, and like they're going like at 100 miles an hour, and they're breaking out cabinets, and they're shooting at everybody. And then there's a guy in the corner, like a Cletus guy, standing there like going, oh, I must have pushed the wrong button.
Is it a Snickers ad?
No.
So earlier when I was hanging on the phone here, there was a scene from the Andy Griffith Show.
Yep.
Is that always a part of your show?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
That's how I got my alias, was from the Andy Griffith Show.
Do you know about the Secret Handshake Club?
For the Andy Griffith Show?
Yes. All the guys in Mayberry?
Andy, Floyd.
Oh, yeah, yeah, from the barbershop. Oh, yeah, Andy.
Yeah, you know about it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a good porch question. How come Andy never made an honest woman out of Helen?
I think that was the script writer. I don't think you can blame that on him.
You think, who do you think was the most light in the loafers in Mayberry?
I think it's Howard Sprague, no doubt.
I don't know. My hero is Rafe Hollister. He was the moonshiner.
Oh, Rafe was?
Rafe.
I thought that was Otis.
Look at that guy. Look at that guy. You know what I mean? I mean, we have no respect for the way we look because of our jobs.
Otis was the one
that you know what I mean?
Oh, but that's a handsome shirt you've got on today. I think that's respect for the way you look.
Didn't that guy look like the guy's out of my eye shot now. He just looked like a disoriented fella. His shoes were untied.
Hey, hello?
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 Yeah, do you talk about people when you're porch setting?
We do. We live at the end of a dead-end street where our porch looks up the street, and people come and go, and we make up stories about them.
Oh. Yeah, that's all right. That's fun.
We feel like we know their entire lives, and if we don't, we create their entire lives.
Looks like baby vomit.
That's like Gordon Ramsay. Ramsay's the bald. Yep. So, how long are you going to be porch setting this afternoon?
Oh, hard to say.
Yeah. Us too.
You want to know Tiger Woods won yesterday?
Shocker.
That never happens.
Hey, I'm going to put Snickers on for a while.
Oh, okay.
Since this isn't really going in any kind of logical direction, she can just jump right on in.
Okay.
Casey.
All right, great.
Excuse me, we're not sticking to the porch sitting format.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on.
Cool.
Hi there.
Hey,
hi, baby.
Snickers.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Pretty good. What's the weather like up there?
Nicer than where you are, I guess.
I got a baby Ruth for you, Snickers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, $100,000 bar.
Wow.
How's your Kit Kat?
Come on, baby.
So what are you guys doing up there? Just sitting on...
Porch sitting?
So are we. What a coincidence.
How the hell are you going to... How did you end up being on the CBS Evening News?
I don't know.
Yeah, me too. Must be a very, very slow news cycle.
What are you wearing right now?
Hey, you know, Mike...
What? What's wrong with asking that?
Snickers, I apologize.
What'd I do? I don't know. I just kind of... She sounds nice.
Well, it's good to talk to you. I'm going to put my husband back on the phone.
All right. All right. Bye. Snickers.
She didn't talk long, huh?
Nope.
Is she hot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
how hot? How many beer? How many beers does it take?
I heard you talking about that earlier.
Well, okay, with Snickers, how many beers?
Well, I don't need even one beer.
What if me and Mike were to see her?
I don't know about you guys.
Excuse me, Mike and I, because that's the rule, right? The rule is that you say me if it's, or you say I because you think, what if you took the other person out of it? It would be Mike and I. If I took Mike out of it, it would be what would I think?
Right. How many beers for us?
If we saw Snickers.
I can't speak for you guys. Wouldn't even try.
We have very low standards.
Oh, well then.
We probably, is Snickers attractive?
Oh, yeah.
1 to 10.
You're going to see her. She's going to be on TV.
Oh, that's right.
Is she wearing anything like country-like? You know, the traditional kind of country look?
She's wearing a dress.
Here's one for you. How about the Chenbot? How many for Julie Chen? How many beers would it take you?
For who?
Julie Chen.
I don't even know who that is.
She's the president of CBS.
How many for you?
For me?
I'm talking to Don.
Oh.
One for me.
Is her husband watching?
None. I'm sorry. I misspoke. None.
None. That's pretty crazy, huh?
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, they've Oh, I thought they were turning the camera off.
I thought they were done.
As soon as we start talking about, Julie Chen and Les Moonves.
So are you guys AM or FM?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
We're bipolar.
Bipolar.
We are.
We're bipolar. We're bisexual.
Anything
we're
you want.
We're bicentennial. We're buy now, sell later.
Anything, I see.
Anything you want to know, cow?
I'll buy that.
What's your, no, what's
isn't
your
that something?
Name? Crow?
No. Yeah.
Cow, I'm sorry.
Well, I'll be a horse's ass.
Sorry I called you cow.
It's okay.
Yeah. Anything you need to know?
No, not really.
Yeah, all right. Hang up on him.
All right, thank you.
He's gone.
Ah, that was good. I like that.
I got to tell you, this has not been our best port sitting because I think we are both intimidated by the cameras.
Oh, maybe you are.
Okay, drama.
You ready for this?
It's knowing that your door is always look at the camera with those ass eyes.
Thanks.
Your anus eyes.
Thanks, Grandpa Carr. Appreciate it.
Okay, penis rocket.
There you go. Thanks so much. I'm so glad we had this time together. You know, if we're going to do this again, though, we need to get real porch setting seats, not these business office chairs that look absolutely insane.
I like these.
You know what we need? Adirondack chairs.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not paying. Hey, where's my free Madden game, please? Somebody, please. Jesus Christ. What's a guy got to do? And there's somebody out there want to make a little boy's heart beat tonight?
Please bring it by.
I'm one of Jerry's kids.
He needs to be happy. Make his wish come true.
I'm a cripple. I'm a mental cripple. And I need that game.
Yeah, we're both social cripples.
Okay, well.
Yeah. No,
I love jamming with that, but turn that off, Joe, please.
Oh, I could have listened to that whole thing.
No. That's it.
You win.
Bye, Robbie.
Bye, Don.
So long. So long, Rob. Bye.
Mike, thanks for having me on the porch.
Bye, CBS, guys.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Oh, and, there. Hey, Rob, here's a wasted shot.
Yeah?
They're going to take your picture like it's going to be on TV.
Well, I hope they get my good side. Let me give them a profile.
This is to catch a predator.
Can you get me? How's this look? You want my shirt on or off?
We caught this man coming to WJFK Radio. We told him he would be meeting two fat 48-year-old disc jockeys who wanted to have sex with him.
Hey, guys, I brought condoms.
Thank you, CBS. Thank you, Port Center. Let's break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.